Hi, this is Eric Hess with a video edition of The Encrypted Economy. If you're just a listener, this means absolutely nothing to you. But if you're on YouTube, obviously you can check out the video, but you can also check out our Encrypted Bytes segments, which are short topical segments stripped out of our podcast. It's all about delivering consumable content to the listeners and viewers. If you are new to The Encrypted Economy, let me do a short intro. Encryption, which was quite controversial in the mid-90s, has been a force multiplier on the internet, enabling the secure transfer and storage of encrypted data. And that encrypted data has evolved into representations of assets and now encrypted digital assets as well. Note that in this description, I only talked about the transmission and storage of encrypted data. That's because, until very recently, the notion of encryption of data in use was more theoretical than practical. Enter the field of privacy-enhancing technology, or PETs, with technologies like secure multi-party computation, homomorphic encryption, zero-knowledge proofs, and more. The Encrypted Economy is a podcast about the business, security, law, regulation, and technology of this new encrypted economy. I endeavor to dive deeper into the forces that are going to shape how we live and do business. Technology is advancing faster than ever, and we are looking to play a role in helping to make sense of it and develop an understanding of it. Even though on the show we may cover a particular asset class or type of technology that is investable, we do not give advice, nor do we endeavor to provide information that can be used to help you invest. There are other shows to do that. Like recently, we had Matt Hogan of Bitwise. And we covered the fact that they were launching the first ever DeFi fund, which was quite exciting. We talked about ETFs. But this was more about market structure and technology, not about whether you should or you shouldn't invest in a particular project. So the underlying technology for digital assets are here to stay. But Bitcoin may or may not be here to stay. Who knows? 100 years, 50 years, 25 years, but the technology is here. Where Bitcoin goes or any other crypto asset goes in price is of no matter to the show. This is about the technology, business security, and the laws and regulation of it. I've taken to advising my guests that the format of the show is we go horizontal and then we go vertical, or, you know, forest and then trees. So the notion is that I want to provide a baseline, but then I also want to provide further depth and information for those who can grasp it. So some people may find themselves listening more to the second part of the show, meaning going back and listening it or slowing down the speed. Again, that's sort of intentional. And if it's too much, at least you got the top horizontal part. And hopefully you keep listening for that and try to delve into the vertical as it makes sense. So let's talk about content, because there's a lots of it. And I'm really excited. So this week we had Nick Newman from Casa, who discussed self-hosted wallets. Next week, we're going to jump into our video episode format on the other side of the custody spectrum. Scott Purcell, founder and CEO of Prime Trust. Now, if you don't know what Prime Trust is, basically, they build infrastructure that packages new and traditional financial services in novel ways that allow their customers to deliver mobile banking apps, crypto exchanges, alternative trading systems, crowdfunding portals, cross-border payments, and there's so much more. Very exciting show. We're also planning on doing a podcast in a live audience format in a few weeks, where we're going to be bringing our listeners some exciting news about a newer privacy-enhancing technology company, Zama.ai, that manages computational overload through programmable bootstrapping and their mind-bending vision for the future. And that's hardly all. The encrypted economy space is huge, and I want to reward my listeners with the most relevant content to help them decrypt it. I hear that for some listeners, it gets pretty deep, and I hear you. So if we're covering something like PETs that includes homomorphic encryption and secure multi-party computation, I try to solve this with more content that builds on what we've already done. Like, for example, Professor Brett Hemingway-Fox episode was the first in the series that we did on this. It's a great baseline for what comes, and then you can listen to the other ones successively and build up your knowledge, and you'll be up to speed in no time. Because I really want the audience to understand data in use encryption, which is also coming into a reality and is going to be part of the dialogue, just like how the encryption and storage, encryption and transmission is part of the dialogue today. So for other areas, particularly digital assets, there's so much happening that I have to assume some baseline knowledge. But I'm trying harder to get the basics up front before diving into it. And I highly recommend delving into the show notes as a further research tool. We spend time on this. We provide links in the show notes. It's a great tool. You should use it, particularly if you're trying to learn. So if you subscribe to The Encrypted Economy on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, and to some extent Facebook, you get notices of all the shows. But we're also doing features that group the podcast together in ways that is almost like a mini series. We're going to do that on our website. We're going to do that on YouTube. So it's another way that you could sort of start to topically organize the subjects that we're covering. So in addition to Scott Purcell, we're going to have in the next few weeks, others. Nigel Smart, founder of Unbound Technologies, which brings advanced encryption technologies to enterprise key management, and a top data scientist in the privacy enhancing field. Ran Hin, founder of Zama AI, which we spoke about. Shari Noonan, founder of Rialto Markets, which operates a markets for trading private and public offerings of equities using distributed ledger and blockchain technologies. Ruman Brahmanathan, he's an attorney and advisor to Ideaco Labs, a trailblazer in the NFT, non-fungible token space, and who actually launched his very own social token. Mark Wiegand, CEO of MIAX Futures and former CFTC commissioner, who actually had one of the first public meetings at the CFTC about Bitcoin, who will talk to us about the Miami Stock Exchange's plans in the crypto space from their acquisition of the Bermuda Stock Exchange. Anybody who knows me knows that I've been, had at one time at least, been very involved with the Bermuda digital asset space, and also their acquisition of the Minneapolis Grain Exchange. That's right. So what do all these guests have in common? Disruption. So what's evolving topically? Look for our mini-series groupings, which we'll start to add on our website as well. So when you think about what we're trying to cover, this is how we're going to break it down. Data science, market structure, edge computing or IoT, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, digital asset regulation, DeFi, non-fungible tokens. And there's going to be more. Please give me feedback. I want to hear from my listeners. If you want more or less of a certain kind of guest on the show, let me know. I want to hear your input. So I'm also really excited how the listener base has grown on this. I'm also kind of blown away by how actively our transcripted content is being mined. I guess that's good. We are only getting started. Thanks for joining the journey, and please help me get better. Thank you.